Thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here again this evening. Thank the Lord for each one of you that has come out. And I wholeheartedly agree with Brother Ed. When we have a need, we're not interested in the vessel. So I pray with you tonight that the Lord will provide something. Is that off? Yes. Pray that the Lord would minister to each and every one of us right where we are at. Yes. I'm very thankful tonight that the Lord knows each one of our situations.
Yes.
He knows what we're facing. And the title of the message this morning, Renee, if you would write it up on the board for me, please, is entitled, A Low Place. A Low Place. I'd like to begin over in Acts in the 16th chapter. Very familiar story that is always, even since I was a little child, it was an inspiration. 16th chapter of Acts in verse 22. We find that a multitude rose up together against them. And this is speaking about Paul and Silas now. Multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now that was not a pleasant condition to be in, was it? These were men that had a desire and a purpose to do what God wanted them to do. And look what they got for it. They got beaten. They got put in prison. They were bound up. You know that serving God does not always mean everything's going to go just like you want it to go. But he says that at midnight, at a very dark time. It said, and you know, I almost have in my mind that the moon wasn't shining that night. But at midnight, it says that Paul and Silas, they prayed. They knew where their help came from. In a dark time in life, when they were suffering, they knew where to turn. And they turned to God and they prayed and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. You know the rest of the story? It said, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. The Lord saved some souls that night because there were some men who were willing to be faithful to God even in the darkness of night. In a place of suffering, they prayed and they sang praises to God. Isn't that inspirational?
Yes, it is.
But I have a question for you tonight. And that song said it in it. I'd forgotten that that was in that song. Question I have to ask you this evening is, have you ever been in a time when the song didn't come anymore? Have you ever been in a time that you were going through such a difficult situation that at midnight all you felt was the darkness around you? And you looked for a song and it did not come. Your heart was burdened. You were overwhelmed with the troubles of life. Folks, we live in a world tonight that there is full of trouble and heartache.
Yes.
And it is true that just because we choose to serve God, it does not exempt us from the hardships and the storms of life. It's this, I'll say this though. There's going to be hard things that you face, and I'm sure that some of you, if you could tell your story tonight, you'd move us to tears.
Yes.
Because of what you might be facing in your life. Heartache, broken hearts, abuse, lost friendships,
yes,
failure spiritually,
yes,
things that move, marriages that aren't causing trouble on a daily basis.
Yes.
Difficulty financially, perpetual sickness and physical ailments, mental and emotional difficulties and problems. Do you know just because we serve the Lord does not make us exempt from those things?
True.
And it can bring us to some low places in life. But I will say, I've come to the conclusion, also this is personal, but I've come to the conclusion that all of us are going to have some low places in life. But I've also come to the conclusion I would much rather go through the low places of life with God than without Him. Because I have found a friend in Jesus. I have found one that when I was broken, that came along to help put the pieces back together again. I found even after I was saved, when I got to some places that were midnight, and it was dark out there, and I searched for the song and it didn't come. I found that there was someone that looked down and loved me and cared for me and was there to carry me when I did not have the strength to go anymore. Tonight, regardless of what your situation is, there is a Savior tonight in Jesus Christ that loves you and cares about you, and He wants to walk with you through your low place. And I would tonight that none of you be in a low place. I would, in a sense, that if you would just leave this tent tonight and the sun is shining brightly, figuratively speaking, no problems in the world. But you know, that's not the reality of life. And I'm not interested in preaching a false gospel tonight either. Salvation brings joy. Salvation brings deliverance and it brings peace. And yet, there are still going to be some storms that we face in life. Well, David found himself in a situation over in Psalms 142. He found himself in a cave. And this psalm was written by David, and there's some controversy among the historians whether he was in the cave of Adullam or En Gedi. But he was, because he found himself in life hiding in more than one cave in life. You know, sometimes you get to a low place and say it can't get any worse. I want to tell you, you know what I'm going to say next? Sometimes it can get worse. And when you think that it's dark out there and you think surely it can't get any darker, the reality is that sometimes it might get a little bit darker. But do you know that Jesus Christ is the one that brings hope in the darkness of night? When you are in that place of isolation, when you are in that place of loneliness, it is the hope of Jesus Christ that will enable you to make it through that valley of desolation. It is Jesus Christ that will give you the strength and the courage when you don't possess it within yourself. He will come in and divinely do something to enable you, as the song said, to make it another day. Until one day the sun will shine again. Oh, be encouraged tonight, saint and sinner, if you will put your hope in Jesus Christ, the sun will shine again. Amen. But if we give up our hope, if we quit putting our trust in the Lord Jesus, what does the world have to offer? Heartbreak, desolation, and there's no hope. But in Jesus Christ, there is hope of a brighter day and a brighter tomorrow. Thank the Lord. So over in Psalm 142, begin reading with verse 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. You know, if you're in trouble tonight, Lord, help us to follow the example of David. I cried unto the Lord. You can come, and I've had people come and share their problems with me, and I could cry with them, and I can give them a hug, and I can tell them I'm sorry, and I can tell them I'm praying for you. But you know, I didn't have the ability.
That's right.
No. I didn't have the ability to solve their problem. Man cannot do that tonight. We as a body cannot do that. But there is one tonight that we can come and we can pour out our heart. Yes. And we can be vulnerable about the needs that are in our life. And the Lord will be moved with compassion at the things that touch us. David went on to say, because he was in great distress, he said, I poured out my complaint. The Hebrew brings out more that I poured out my meditation. I shared my heart with you. I just poured out to the Lord everything that was in my mind. Have you ever found yourself in a situation that you wanted to talk to someone about your problems? And you started to talk, but you kind of had some walls up and you were very guarded in how far you would go in what you told them.
Right.
You tell him I'm kind of struggling. Well, what he's struggling with? Well, there's just some things that are, and we have these generalizations, and people do that at the altar a lot. But I want us to know something tonight. We can pour out our hearts to the Lord. Because if you have ever confided in someone, and I remember, I hope it's all right. My wife's kind of in a difficult spot to tell me it's not now. But I remember she told me after when we began going together, after we got married, she confided in someone as a young woman. She confided in a pastor's wife. I'll just say it. And that there was a confidence that was breached. And, you know, it caused a caution.
Yes.
And it caused a real reservation because I'm afraid to be vulnerable if they're just going to go out and talk when they shouldn't be talking.
That's right.
I want you to know this altar here, and I know Brother Ed believes this too, but this is a place that you can be vulnerable. And what happens at this altar stays at the altar between you and God. But when we come to the Lord, and we can be vulnerable. We don't have to come to Him and have our guard up. We come here tonight, and you all look really good tonight, all right? You look good. You all checked yourself, probably you put on some nice clothes, and you checked to be sure your hair was combed, and you have your smiles on. We had a wonderful song service, didn't we? And yet, I have sat where you have sat. I have sat right there, and I was able to sing a song, and I was able to enjoy some of that service, and yet I was at a low place.
Yes.
I was at a place, Lord, I don't know how I can make it another day. And when we come to the Lord, we do not have to have our spiritual guard up. And if we're so righteous, and even the preacher feels that way sometimes, yes, saints, sinner, yes. Because we are all human. We are all made of dust. We're all humanity. We have emotions. We have feelings. We have mental needs. We have physical needs. We have spiritual needs. And the Lord knows that tonight. And sometimes we can come together and think, well, we all have to have it all together real good. We're just all put together and everything's perfect. And you know, about the time I've had people come to me and say, you know, this family seems like they have a perfect life. What they don't know is some of the low places that they have gone through. If you are in a low place tonight, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But if you will put your trust in Jesus, you will make it.
Yes.
You will make it tonight. The Lord will sustain you when you do not have the strength to take another step. But you can be vulnerable. I want to impress that on us tonight. You can unload on the Lord, so to speak. You don't have to say, well, I just have to couch my words. We can come and like David and just pour out our heart and say, Lord, this is where I am. I'm struggling. I'm wounded. I'm hurting. This is how I'm at. And Lord, I don't know what to tell you to do, but Lord, I am in need of help. And there's a Savior tonight that will not look at you and think, what? You're struggling with what? You're having what problem? No. He'll be there. It said Jesus looked over the multitude. And what was he moved with? He was moved with compassion.
Yes.
Because he was the one that created us. And he knows the very things that touch our life. And so David said, I poured out my meditation before him. And I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they laid a snare for me? My spirit was overwhelmed. Have you ever been there? If you haven't, if you live a little bit longer, you may come to a place in your life that you say, my spirit is overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed. I'm distressed. But yet he acknowledged that thou knewest my path. Was not Job an example for us? Was not Job the one when it was so dark and he had lost his children, he lost the physical, temporal things, he lost his health, and even his wife wasn't standing beside him? Just curse God and die, Job. It's not worth it. And yet, he looked around and said, okay, I need God now. And he looked around and he couldn't find God. He didn't see him. There's going to be some low places in life. That you may look around and not see God. But that is why it is so important that right now you place your faith in God. Because when you get in the dark times, there is this mustard seed of faith that says, I know the Lord's still there. I may not see Him right now, but He proved Himself to me last year. He got me through the battle 10 years ago, and last week He saw me through, and I'm in a battle now, and I wonder, where is God? And yet, when you place your faith in Him, there's going to be something that's going to see you through those dark times when you don't see Him. And Job said it very similar to David. He knoweth the way that I take. The Lord has not forgotten me. He has not left me just for the storms of life to toss me and beat me up. But the Lord is watching me, and He cares for me, and He's interested in what's touching my life. And then He said, I looked on my right hand, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. Yeah. I'm going through a tough time, and seems like my friends aren't there for me. Seems like there ought to be someone. Sometimes those in the congregation, you might think they ought to be there for me. And I looked around, where was someone to take my cause and to stand up for me? And David felt very alone.
Yes,
have you ever felt alone? Have you ever felt like you were going through some storms by yourself? You know the Lord is still there. You're not by yourself tonight. He wants to be there to be your help. And He went on to say, then I cried unto Thee, O Lord, because there was no one that could be my answer. And I cried to the Lord, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Lord, I'm just in a low spot. Attend unto my cry. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou hast dealt bountifully with me. Can you relate with David tonight? Lord, I'm in a low spot. I'm in a low place, and it just seems like the night will never end. And it seems like nothing's going to change. I believe tonight in victory in Jesus Christ. I believe in deliverance from sin because the gospel teaches it. It's what the Word teaches. And I found it to be true. But with the joy and the peace of God, I have also found that there are some storms and there are some low places. And I would that you young folks and all of us remember tonight, just because we serve the Lord doesn't mean that there won't be storms, because when the low places come, we start looking around and say, what did I do wrong?
Yes.
What did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? Lord, I serve You. But do you know what it would be like if you didn't have the Lord? There's still going to be a whole lot of tough things that happen, but it's the power of God that will see you through the tough times if you will place your trust in Him. We don't talk maybe very much as we should about some of the low places because it's vulnerable.
Yes.
You know, to talk about, we want just everyone get up and tell some of the deepest, darkest things that you've gone through in life. But you know, there's a lot of experience, I'm sure, here tonight of those that have gone through low places. Grief that lose loved ones, children, spouses.
Yes.
It'll about rip your heart out, and it seems like you can come to places that you cannot face another day.
Yes.
And yet, there is a presence of God.
Yes.
That has seen thousands through grief. And it's divine.
That's right. Amen.
Rejection. Rejection by parents, children that have been rejected and abused by parents. Mm-hmm. Spouses that have been abused in their home. It starts leaving one feeling very worthless. Starts leaving someone feeling like I'm not worthy to be loved. And it seems like that life is just dark. Because I've been scarred by things that have happened in life. You know, there is a Savior that understands the things that you have been through.
Yes.
And there is this loving Savior still tonight that looks down on the wounds of the past and the low places that we might be in tonight. And He's saying, would you let me help you?
Amen.
Would you let me help you? Would you let me walk through this dark time? It doesn't mean that there's going to necessarily always be an instant deliverance from the low places. If there is sin in your life tonight, there is instant deliverance for you. There is forgiveness in Jesus Christ, but there are other things that are affecting us in life. But then when we come to the Lord, He is there to give us that measure of hope and courage and strength and power to enable us to continue on another day. And we may be taking little baby steps in the darkness, but thank God one day the sun will shine again. And when it feels like the sun's never going to shine and it seems dark around you, there have been many people that have been in that place. And yet I can testify to you tonight, the sun will shine again. Yes. The Lord's going to come breaking through the darkness and restore hope and restore courage and give you the strength to continue on with purpose in life. Let's not allow the enemy to cause us to be deterred from living for God because of the low places, but know there's a Savior that will walk with us through them. There are physical and mental and emotional struggles that people have even when they are saved and have the Holy Spirit in their life. People say, well, if I serve the Lord, I won't ever have any of these problems. No, the Lord wants to be a friend with you in the middle of the problem. The Lord wants to walk with you through the struggles of life tonight. It doesn't mean that you necessarily please God, because they do come. Over in 2 Corinthians 7, in verse 6, Paul was speaking, and he was writing here, and he said, nevertheless, God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforteth us by the coming of Titus. Now, we read about Paul and Silas singing at midnight, and now this same man is talking about that God comforts those of us that are cast down. Mm-hmm. He also was in a low place. Did you know that? Did you know this man that God used mightily in the Scripture had times that he needed to be encouraged because he was in a low place? What better place? Titus came along and he encouraged his brother in the Lord. Thank the Lord for Titus's too.
Yes, indeed.
But it's okay tonight. It's okay to have needs in your life. It's okay. If you're struggling, and I know that when you are in a very dark place, people's words tend to fall to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean a lot. And I speak from experience. Because you're in a dark place and people can try to say words and encourage, but it's dark.
Yes.
And the words do not penetrate. But if you will allow me, I'm going to be vulnerable with you. Will you respect my vulnerability tonight?
Yes.
I found myself a few years ago in a very low place. And things began to be very dark around me. I remember as a young minister hearing of a couple ministers that had a nervous breakdown. And in my mind I was thinking, well, they just need to learn to. You know, I wasn't throwing stones, but I thought, well, they need to learn to cast their burdens on the Lord a little bit more. Until the Lord saw fit to bring me to a low place, that it was very dark. Many, many sleepless nights. And it seemed like that there was not a lot of hope. I loved the Lord and I was serving Him and I was working for Him. And yet, in my mind and my nerves were starting, my heart was breaking. My heart was breaking. It affected me physically and in my nerves, and I began to have struggle. And I remember one night sitting in the chair. Everybody else was in bed and it was dark. And I remember in the middle of that darkness, the Lord spoke to me.
Thank the Lord.
And He said, you're my child.
Praise the Lord.
And it was my lifeline.
Yes.
It was my lifeline. It was something that I could hold on to, and it anchored me. It kept me from going too far. And it was still, I was still in a low place, but it was something that gave me hope where I had had no hope. It was something that brought light to me. It was just a little ray. I would tonight that if you are in a dark place, that as you listen to the Spirit of God, that you can just get a little lifeline. Know the Lord's hand is extended tonight. You don't, if you're sinking, remember Peter was sinking when he was walking on water? You know why was he even out there on the waters? Because he got out of the boat according to the Word of God. And yet, when he began to look around, he began to be fearful. And he began to sink. And he cried out. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me. And the Scripture says that immediately, what did Jesus do? Immediately, he stretched out his hand and he lifted him up. You know, the Lord is very interested tonight in our low places. Yes, in extending a hand to us and said, would you take my hand? I want to walk. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you in your depression. I'm going to help you with your physical problems. I'm going to help you in your marriage problems. I'm going to help you with the burdens that you may have for unsaved loved ones. You know, when you carry a burden for unsaved loved ones, it can be crushing. It can begin to zap the very joy of the Lord out of your life because you're so burned for someone else. And I haven't gotten there, but the Lord has been teaching me slowly. I may just be a slow learner, but He's trying to teach me how more and more to place in His hands the things that I cannot change. Do you know the Lord wants to walk with us through those burdens? The things that would weigh you down tonight, there's a Savior that has His hand outstretched and said, let me help you. I want to walk with you. And it doesn't mean that you'll take the Lord's hand and go home tonight and all of a sudden there's no problem anymore. But it means that He'll go home with you and be with you when you get up in the morning. He'll be with you through the darkness of night. And one day, the sun will shine again. When you feel misunderstood and you feel like this is feelings now, no one understands what I'm going through. I won't ask for a show of hands on that one. But you know, sometimes you can start feeling like you're alone and isolated right around people that really do love you.
Yes.
But you can feel misunderstood.
Yes.
You can feel like that maybe your what you did was misrepresented and people really don't understand what motivated you to do what you did. And maybe it kind of looked bad, but you knew your heart was right. And it starts feeling very lonely. You know, the Lord came to be a friend to us in those times. Jesus came to help and minister to those that are tired. You know, sometimes you can get spiritually tired. And that may not sound real spiritual, but Jesus did.
Yes, He did.
He got worn out with the multitudes and He would get away. So many times to get away, to pray and spend time with God, to be refreshed and renewed. Do you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus prayed and it said His sweat became as blood? What was that? It was a spiritual battle. It was God calling for something, and yet in the flesh, Jesus was really in a low place.
Yes, it was.
Because He knew the cross was ahead of Him. Sometimes we're going to face those times. And when you're in the Garden of Gethsemane and you look around and the others are sleeping, and it's like, don't you know how much I'm struggling? And here you're asleep, and I'm in a really dark place. When Jesus finished praying, it said the angels came.
Yes.
What'd they do?
They ministered to Him.
Yes. Have you been there?
Yes.
Lord, I'm tired. I'm worn out. And I need some strength. I need something I don't possess inside of me anymore, Lord. I need something more. And the Lord sends His strength. He sends His angels. He sends His power to come in to refresh us and renew us and give us courage. to keep going and face the cross that might be ahead. Tonight, you do not have to go through the low places by yourself. To those that are bruised and those that are hurting, Jesus died for each and every one of us. And one of the areas, and we were talking just this week with someone that in our world today, I know that a lot of times people can struggle maybe with, there's a lot of pride that people have. But you know where the devil is almost working more than pride? He's working on people feeling insufficient and feeling devalued. And you may look in the mirror and you don't like what you see. And you don't like, and you wish you could change this, and I wish I could change that, and you're not at peace in your own skin. You know, that's a very uncomfortable place to be.
Yes, it is.
There's a place that the Lord wants to come if you're struggling with your identity. Yes. The Lord wants to come and be part of that with you and bring you to a place that you can be at rest in who He created you to be. If you're broken, there's a lot of brokenness in our world. There is a Savior tonight. That specializes, thank God. There's a Savior tonight that specializes in putting broken pieces back together.
Thank the Lord.
And you say it's impossible. Yes, it is. But with God, all things are possible. That you, without shame tonight, can bring your brokenness. You can be vulnerable. You can bring your need to a Savior that died for all of us on the cross, knowing the needs that we are going to have. And He came to minister to those deepest places in life. When we don't see God, it's not a time in these low places to make major changes in our life. It's a time to cry out to the Lord. Sometimes when people get in dark places of life and they get in those low places, they make some major changes. I'm going to move, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to change jobs, or I'm going to isolate and go here to worship, or I'm going to go do something different. I want to encourage you tonight, when you get in these low places, it's not a time to make major changes. It's a time to stand still and get hold of the presence of God. It's a time to stand still and say, Lord, I'm in trouble and I need some help. And those are the times the Lord will come in and begin to minister and heal and bind up. To bring us to a place then that He can begin to lead us gently with His loving, precious Holy Spirit. There's a story, and many of you read it probably and heard it in the news years ago. It was 19 years ago, and I remember there were 9 coal miners that were trapped in Pennsylvania. 240 feet underneath ground, and they did not know if they would ever see light again. Said that they had breached one of the old mines and it had been filled with water, and that water began to run in to the mine where they were. And they were trapped, and they retreated into a little 4 foot tall, I believe it was 4 feet tall, and there were these miners that went in there, stooped down in the wet, in the complete, utter darkness, crouched together praying for someone to come. Will we ever make it out of this darkness? And I know tonight that some of you have been there. And I know that some of you have seen the light of day again because of Jesus Christ. If you are in a place of darkness, whether it be because of sin, or whether it just be with the personal things that you are going through, these miners, after 80 hours, they were rescued. And they were brought above ground, and they saw day one more time. Many people feel just like those miners, isolated, trapped, nowhere to go, and it's utter darkness, and there's nothing I can do. And yet tonight, there's a Savior. And if I would, my heart cries out for you tonight that are in a low place. If I would, and I know some place they act like that someone can just touch you and it'll be... No, that doesn't do it. What we need is the touch of Jesus Christ tonight. But if we will reach out to Him, If we'll call out to the Lord, He's going to be there to take our hand, and He's going to get us through. Tonight, it may be difficult to believe, but you're going to make it. You can make it tonight. If you will reach out your hand and cry unto the Lord, Elijah will be done here in just a few moments, in a few minutes. Elijah, do you remember Elijah was running for his life? And you remember Elijah had just seen God work a wonderful miracle and pouring, sending fire down from heaven. And yet, at that time, Elijah began to get scared for his life. He was like, Elijah, just have faith. Have you ever been in a low place and someone come along and just say, just have faith. It's good. It's fine. Just the Lord's going to take care of it. And you're sitting here thinking, I know, but I'm in a dark place.
Yeah.
That's how Elijah was feeling. And it said that he was running for his life and he sat down under a tree. And do you remember what his desire was? Just take me, Lord. It's enough. Just take my life. Do you think that people that are saved have ever questioned? Said, Lord, I just wish you'd just take my life. If there was a way I could take my life and still be saved and make it to heaven, if, Lord, I can't handle it anymore, if you have ever felt that way, I just want to say it publicly tonight. You are not the only one that has ever felt that way. The angel of the Lord came and woke him up and made him a meal and said, here, Elijah, get up and eat. You need some strength. I don't want you to leave feeling like the only escape is death. And Elijah got up and ate, and you remember what he did? He went right back to where he was. And he went back to sleep. Thank God, the Lord in His love and His mercy came a second time.
Yes.
He didn't look down his spiritual nose and said, well, I gave you a choice, gave you an opportunity. That's it. If you have ignored the opportunities of the Lord tonight, He has not cut you off.
No.
He sent the angel again to make him some more food. And he woke him up and Elijah ate it. And he went on the strength of that food for 40 days and made it to his destination. There is power tonight in Jesus Christ to enable all of us to make it to heaven. It's going to take going through some low places. But there's a Savior tonight that wants to be there. There's so much more that can be said. But I want us to know tonight that the Lord does not want us to bottle it up. We can cover. We can try to ignore it. We can try to act like it's not there. But if we have a need in our heart tonight, if we're in a low place, there is hope for you. We were going through a severe physical affliction one time, and someone sent us a card, and it was a quote out of Song of Solomon, I believe. And it said, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness? It was such an inspiration. You may feel like you've been in a wilderness, but if you will just lean hard on the Lord, one of these days you're going to come walking out of the wilderness. And you too can testify that I was in a low place. I was in a dark place. I was in a desert place. And the Lord came to my rescue and He saw me through it. And He can do that for you too. Lord is waiting tonight. Whatever the need is, He's there with His arms outstretched to bring us in. And give us that hope and that courage to see us through the low places of life. May God bless each one of you. Amen.
Yes, amen.